Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of Vague and Unconvincing, a pop culture podcast. I'm your host, Wim, and thank you for joining me. There are a couple of topics I wanted to cover today, the first being Black Lightning, which premiered just yesterday our time. Depending on when this drops, it'll probably be last week. It shows after The Flash. But I'm going to spoil it just a little bit on the first episode. So if you haven't seen it yet, just fast forward a little bit, okay? The story centers around a high school principal whose school has kind of been overrun with gangs, one called the 100s. And as the episode goes along, you learn that the principal used to be the superhero Black Lightning, but he stopped. They haven't really gone into why that happened quite yet, but I think that's certainly down the road in a future episode. He and his wife are divorced and have two girls, and what brings him back into being Black Lightning is when his daughters are kidnapped by the 100s. Now, the episode, it moved quite well, dropping subtle viewings of what his power entails until the end of the episode when he's full-on back to being Black Lightning. Now, I love the music. I love the feel of the episode. I didn't know what to think prior to viewing the episode, what it would be about. I hadn't set my TiVo for a season pass as of yet, but when he strutted out in that Black Lightning outfit and Lazaretto dropped by Jack White, and I paused it and set the season pass from that moment on. So I'm very hopeful for the direction of the show. I really like the characters, the main characters, even the villains, who they're not quite certain if that's all of them. There should be more popping up there. Like I said, I like the characters, and it's anticipating where he's going to jump back into the fray and see how this goes. It was way better than Legends of Tomorrow, so I hope it keeps that time slot following The Flash. And so, if you're not watching The Flash, you should be watching that too. But after one episode, for me, Black Lightning gets a thumbs up. So set your TiVo if that's your preferred choice of DVRing. Next, I wanted to talk about the documentary rabbit hole that is Netflix. You know how it is. You kind of sit down at night flicking through Netflix looking for something to watch, and I'm a documentary hound, so documentaries are always at the top of my feed listing. I like all kinds of documentaries, too. True crime mostly, but social documentaries, political, and even musical docs. So I fell down the rabbit hole by watching Now More Than Ever, The History of Chicago, which led into Chasing Train, which is about John Coltrane. And then from there, I kind of went into Hired Gun, which led into It's So Easy and Other Lies, which led into A History of the Eagles and A Black Hole Indeed, as I said. And I also started to watch Bowie, The Man Who Changed the World, but that was not very good, so I stopped on that one. I didn't waste any more time. As much as I wanted to watch that and thought how good it could have been, it was not. So pass on that one. I did complete all the other ones that I mentioned before, but my favorite out of all those that I listed had to have been Hired Gun. It focuses on really talented musicians who fill in or join a band specifically for their talent and not so much their writing ability or their acceptance into a group or a band. They're kind of a hired gun, so to speak. As soon as it started, I'm thinking to myself that they have to be talking about Brad Gillis, right? He's the guy who replaced Randy Rhoads and Ozzy's band back in the 80s when Randy was killed in a plane accident. Of course, they did. They got to that part. It took them a little while to get there, but they did. He was one of the many featured. It kind of weaves its way through multiple extremely talented musicians who fill in for a short bit, an album, or tour, and then kind of move on their way. The most interesting to me had to have been John Mellencamp's drummer, Kenny Aronoff, I believe is how you say it. Coincidentally, he was born in Albany, New York, which is where I'm, he played with Mellencamp from 80 to 1996. And he came up with the iconic break, the drum break in Jack and Diane. Now, I listened to another podcast called called Switched on Pop, where they talk about how music is being written and how musicians are getting paid more for adding little pieces to the music that makes it more of a complete song. So, like, previously, they had never given writing credit to anybody who had added these little pieces to music. You know, when you look back at The Police, Sting has full writing credits on Every Breath You Take, but Andy Summers actually did the guitar part, which is the most iconic piece of that music, and he has no writing credit to that. But I digress. Anyways, it was a really good documentary. Great if you dig hard rock music. My only small complaint would be that they kind of focused solely on rock artists. My favorite musician, one of my favorite musicians, is David Sanborn. Both he and Lenny Pickett are kind of like the big saxophone hired guns. You just never know when these guys are going to kind of pop up in a song or an album. You know, like, I have so many versions of Dave just playing on different albums. Anywhere from, like, you'll find him on a Toto album, he'll be on a Sting album, he'll be on Eric Clapton's album, and then he'll show up on Lenny Kravitz. I mean, he's just everywhere. He's just one of those guys that when they need a saxophonist, they call him. So they missed a chance to go a little bit deeper and not just focus on the hard rock and metal guys. But I have to say, I love the doc, and I highly recommend it. Now, for the Eagles in Chicago, they basically follow the history of the bands. Now, if you like the bands like I do, certainly worth your time, but don't expect to be wowed by these great documentaries. You know, for the Eagles, I've forgotten how much of a jerk Don Henley is, so thank you, Eagles documentary, for reminding me. You know, but if you like Chicago tunes, you like Eagles tunes, it's interesting to see just the path they followed through. It's worth your time, so certainly for that. Another documentary was It's So Easy and Other Lies, and that's a documentary about Duff McKagan, who, and his life starting in Seattle, joining Guns N' Roses, and even Velvet Revolver. Now, I had a hard time with this one. While it was interesting following his path to fame, you know, I just wanted to slap him. I mean, he has two gorgeous children. He's really rich. He's married to a supermodel. Am I supposed to, like, feel bad for him that he had an alcohol problem? I just couldn't relate to what we were supposed to feel about him. You know, I mean, he's doing just fine. I don't know why he needed a documentary to kind of talk about how, you know, he almost killed himself drinking, you know, but, you know, the doc doesn't mention it, but he initially bought, like, early stock in Starbucks, so, like, he didn't need to ever work again. He didn't have to play or anything like that. It doesn't even mention that he even did that, so, like I said, I don't feel like my time was wasted. I didn't shut it off like I did the Bowie one, but, still, I had a bit of a problem just identifying with. So what are your favorite music documentaries? Please, you know, send me an email. Let me know what you have. It's vagueandunconvincing@gmail.com. And is spelled out. It's not the and symbol. It's vague and unconvincing. You know, I'll give them a watch if I haven't seen them yet. Or maybe I'll just add them on here if I have. Any documentaries for that matter. I'd love to hear your suggestion. In a future episode, I also want to talk about the upcoming series on TNT, The Alienist. Now, I read this book some 20 years ago. I think it came out in 94. I read it when it first came out, and it was phenomenal. I can't wait to see this show. I hope it doesn't disappoint. Now, the book takes place in New York in 1896. Teddy Roosevelt, yes, the Teddy Roosevelt, is the New York City Police Commissioner. And he has Laszlo, who is an alienist, you know, a bit of a psychologist and a pathologist in a sense, trying to solve a serial killer, you know, find a serial killer in a series of murders that are occurring in New York. Laszlo is a bit unorthodox as he starts to use modern techniques like, you know, fingerprinting and such, and to help solve him, have him solve the crime. Now, the novel was fantastic. I hope the show lives up to it. And like I said, I'd love to discuss it. I don't know what the show schedule will be like in the future. Like I said in the previous episode, we did do a little bit on, you know, my health issues and what's going on with that. So I'm scheduled to start a stem cell transplant soon. So I don't know if I'm going to be out of commission or how I'm going to be feeling. It's kind of a touch and go thing. I really don't know. But I'll keep everybody. You can follow me on Twitter, and that'll have on there, and I'll certainly get everybody going. And once I figure out how to have guests on and figure out some other stuff, I'll certainly try to do that. I plan on having a bunch on. Don't forget, the show is sponsored by Stephanie's Country Candles, hand-poured country candles, and more. Valentine's Day is coming up, so who doesn't love a candle? Men? Women? Both like them. Just need to find a scent that identifies with the person you're with. We have a large selection. Just visit us online. A beautiful scented candle can make the perfect gift. Once again, StephaniesCountryCandles.com. That's Stephanie's without an apostrophe, StephaniesCountryCandles, CountryCandles.com. Again, email the show, vagueanduncomvincing@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter. We are at UnvaguePod. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com vague and unconvincing. You can also follow my personal Twitter, is at the win. And I hope you join me again, and hopefully it's a little more episodes, a little more discussion, and it's not just me rambling in front of a microphone. All right, until next time, see you then.
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, the walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there and Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. But Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
your American kids doing best they can.